Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there in Radio Land. Grab your stretchy pants, pop in an acid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
She's a killer queen, got body jealousy, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
And this segment is Quarantined Queen. Now remember, people, we're still in the COVID-19 here, so stay 6 feet away from your speakers.
Please do.
Yes, we want you to have safe listening.
And I think you should even put a mask over your speaker.
Oh, that would be good, too.
Just to be on the safe side.
I mean, we took our things off of our microphones so that, you know, we don't get any heebie-jeebie germs.
Well, those little sponges, so you can't pop your peas. Those things are like a petri dish anyway.
I
don't want to do that. Oh, well. Anywho, this COVID-19 quarantine that we all are going through has really gotten to be an eye-opener.
It has.
Oh, boy, has it. I have discovered that my loving bride of almost 46 years is a total raving lunatic.
Me?
Yeah.
Are you talking about me?
You know, if you listen to this show for any length of time, you know that I'm the moron.
Mm-hmm. Okay? We all know that.
But here is a little look into life with Nancy.
What? Hey, you think it's so easy living with you?
I didn't say that, but, you know, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, but just go ahead and knock me to the ground. I know you like to pick at me. Life with me is all rainbows and unicorns, I think.
Of course it is, dear.
I bake cookies for you, and he gives me grief. After years of trial and error, I have determined that each chocolate chip cookie must have exactly 5 chocolate chips in them.
But you're not a raving lunatic.
No. I have put more in, less in. 5 is the magical number.
For every chocolate chip cookie you bake, there's exactly 5 chocolate chips in there.
Yeah. I don't know how many walnuts are in there because I put that in the dough while I'm making it.
See, now you're not doing it exactly.
Yeah, but they're good that way.
Okay, go on.
I mix up the dough, and when scooping them out, I place 2 chocolate chips in the scooper, grab some dough, and push the 3 remaining chips in. They take me a little bit longer than if I mixed them up in the dough. But they are a perfect chocolate chip cookie, and it doesn't seem crazy to me at all.
And that's the problem. You know how many times I've offered to pay for therapy? Well, that's just one of Nancy's quirks. Lovable as they are.
Yeah.
Let me elaborate.
Oh.
I have been toasting an everything bagel for her for breakfast since her knee surgery in January.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I asked her if she'd like butter on it or a smear of cream cheese and chive. Her answer was both. So I mustered up all my culinary skills and made her what I thought was a wonderful breakfast.
Yeah, while the cream cheese is sliding off the butter.
Wait. Just wait a minute.
You can't put butter and cream cheese together.
Let me continue.
Okay.
Don't. Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't think this was quite a perfect, wonderful breakfast. She did not share my sentiment.
No, I didn't.
No. Oh, okay. She didn't tell me she wanted the cream cheese and chive on one side and the butter on the other. So I put them together.
Yeah. And then when I'm trying to eat it, the cream cheese is sliding off the butter.
You said you wanted it with cream cheese and chive and butter. So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try again tomorrow, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next day, I put the cream cheese on the seeded half, because we had everything bagel, and the butter on the bottom half.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Of course it's wrong.
Everyone knows you have to have the cream cheese on the plain side, because there's not that much flavor to it.
Exactly.
And the butter goes on the side with all the seeds and stuff on top.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because there's a lot of flavor with those seeds and the onion and all that they put on it.
How stupid of me. I didn't realize that.
So try again tomorrow, huh?
No, try again tomorrow, I guess.
I stick to my guns. Jim is a moron. Would you put cream cheese and chive and butter together on a bagel?
Well, that's what you asked for.
Only a moron would do it that way.
No, you asked for that.
I know, but you would think I get a half a bagel every morning. On one half of the bagel, I want cream cheese on the bottom and butter on the top part with the seeds. It would, you just look at it and you'd see you need flavor. But that's okay. You're just a moron.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does every woman do who is cooped up in the house? She finds things to clean.
Oh, yeah.
And just for the record, I'm actually getting to the bottom of my honey-do list, I think.
No, not by a long shot.
Really?
You have to put the strip on the garage door bottom, that rubber strip.
Oh, boy.
You cheated and only put a little piece on it, and it fell off again. You need to replace the whole thing. You promised me for years you got this metal strip to go between the laundry room and the furnace room where we have no tile and it's just a painted floor. So it goes from tile in my utility room into the furnace area. And the final flooring's curling up. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You've got things to do, my love.
Oh, lucky me.
Yes, you are. You've got me.
Well, I can clearly see there's no avenue of escape for me. I'm kind of hooked and in trouble. There's nothing I can do about it. Anyway, luckily, her attention focused on that cryogenic food vault we have in our garage.
Oh, God.
Let me explain. We have a 42-year-old Sears Kenmore upright non-defrosting freezer in a dark corner in our garage. And I know the Commonwealth had this thing a few years back. If you call them up, they'll take it out. They'll give you $50 for it. But this crazy thing works perfectly.
It is. It's the best freezer because it doesn't defrost.
Yeah.
And because it doesn't defrost, you don't get freezer burned
right,
food
exactly.
as much, you know, like the ones that you have in your kitchen.
The only trouble with that is if you don't defrost it for like 10 years.
We defrosted it once since we've been here in 10 years.
Okay, respect it. So there is about a 6-inch by 2-foot area inside that you can put
no,
food.
It's not.
The rest is all like an igloo or something.
Hey, it doesn't have to keep running because it stays cold with the ice in it.
You are unbelievable at rationalizing things.
I try. Tell them about the battle scars.
Hey, do you have a honey-do list?
No, because I do everything in the house.
How about defrosting the freezer?
That's in the garage. And that's not my domain. That's a wee thing. You have to help.
Oh, not the dreaded wee thing. Okay, we have to do this. Now, other than that freezer being 42 years old, there's a few battle scars on it.
You betcha there are.
The door has been kind of out of whack for a few years. We try and straighten it out.
We've straightened it, and it closes good now.
Well, our kids, when they were learning how to drive, they kept on running into it with their car.
You know, the freezer staring them right in the face when they're pulling the car in, and they go ramming into it. I couldn't believe it in our old house.
I know. So we keep on twisting the door a little bit.
It works.
The close is good.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah.
Exactly.
So take that, ComEd. But Nancy says, this is where I save Jim money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to be rich, I could tell.
You are. You're swimming in the dough.
Swimming in something, I'll tell you. When there is a sale on meats, I stock up the freezer. That's what she says.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is that food in there is being freeze-dried and preserved for future generations.
Hey, have we worried about food during this COVID?
Oh. Nancy, we found some ground sirloin from 2017.
I know. That I wouldn't eat.
That's Now, how is that saving me money?
Yeah, God, Carrie, see, what happened was it got stuck in the ice in the freezer, and I can't get it out.
I mean, there could be a mastodon in there for all we know. You know, I mean, we don't know. It could be, you know, there could be a caveman preserved in there, freeze-dried.
I'd like to see, because if we can get it out, I'll have more room to put stuff.
Do we have all of our kids? Are they accounted for?
Yeah, they are. But man. I'm saving you money. So after listening to Jim complain about my freezer.
And another thing, too.
What?
You asked me to go out in the garage and go in the freezer and find, say, some bagel bites or pizza. Okay? So I open up the door, and I don't know how you stack them in there. The minute I open up the door, half of the freezer is on the floor.
But then you can see it and find it, right?
I still can't find it.
Well, I know, because you have your father's vision. He always opened a cabinet or something, and he's looking straight at the thing. He always used to call your mother and say, I can't find it. Where is it? You're the same way. I don't care what you do. You open up something, and you can't find it, and you say, I can't find it. And then I go in the refrigerator and say, here's your grapefruit.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, if I was a crime scene reporter, I can walk in and go, what body?
Exactly.
But, you know, seriously, I mean, and then I try and stuff it back in there, and it keeps on falling out. I'm out there for 10 minutes. And finally, I just stick it in there and slam the door.
Yeah. Exactly. I have to get it defrosted. We have to get it defrosted.
Mm-hmm. Somebody help me, please.
You complained about my freezer. And wouldn't it be nice time to clean out your garage?
My garage is neat.
Well, now it is.
Mm-hmm.
We worked very hard cleaning it. We. Not my domain, but I helped you.
Okay.
Okay? Because you've been helping me since my knee with the housework.
Okay.
Okay. I proceeded to get rid of Jim's valuable possessions while cleaning out the garage. Like his must-have expensive Ping golf clubs. He hasn't golfed in 13 years.
No, I gave up. The game won. I suck at it. I know. I really do.
You in sports.
Anybody want to buy a set of Ping golf clubs?
For a 6'4" man, because you had them made for you.
Well.
A Honda snowblower.
Email me. Anybody want a snowblower, email me.
That hasn't been started in 3 years, and Hondas are good. You haven't started your lawnmower in a couple years, and it started up like a charm.
You know how they say gas goes bad?
Yeah, it doesn't.
I proved that wrong.
Exactly. Hondas are a good product. And his collection, this is the ultimate, of his empty Cuban cigar boxes.
Those are souvenirs.
What for? You got boxes all over the place and nowhere to put anything. And your whole, your whole workbench is full of garbage, which you can put up into the cabinet. But no, we've got too many of those cigar boxes. At least I took my cigar boxes out and you were giving them away for Christmas as a jewelry box to people because it was wooden. It had a cute little clasp on it.
See, so I saved you money. Okay.
I laughed because I said, that is not your Christmas present, people. Then we proceeded to sweep out all the mummified critters from the corners. And our garage now is sparkly, clean, and corpse-free.
That is kind of scary, though. You find this, this mummified mouse on his back with his little legs up in the air. And the frog.
The frog you found too.
Frog. Yeah,
I didn't like the mouse because we had the mouse trap, the mouse food or whatever, right by my freezer. And one time I ran in the house screaming.
Well, that's because the mouse died because he didn't touch the mouse food. He got into the freezer and ate something.
Oh, shut up.
He ate something.
And so now you know what we did during our shelter-in-place staycation. And I mean staycation.
And it's still going on.
Because we got more things to do because we have more time. Oh. I mean, look at my closet in my office, which was just suits. I mean, we gave to Goodwill your Armani suit that I bought you for an anniversary and paid buku bucks for. We gave away a cashmere coat, a cashmere sport coat. I mean, Goodwill got how many bags the other day when you went and dropped them off?
Go to Goodwill, people.
Go to Goodwill if you are 6'4" and kind of you got to be a little skinnier because he grew out of his Armani suit.
I like to say the suit shrunk.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
That's what we do. And it still goes on, too.
It still goes on.
Oh, lucky us.
Oh, really? Lucky me. I forgot. When you retired, it was pretty bad to begin with. I mean.
Oh, feel the love, people. Feel the love.
And now it's like you couldn't go into the, you couldn't come into the radio station.
Why?
Before. You weren't coming in.
No.
It was like I couldn't get rid of you, so I had to get you to work. So we cleaned.
Anywho, for those of you who just tuned in to this little love fest, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial.
W-H-R-U.
L-P.
We put you in W-H-R-U.
And we put you last.
No, we don't. So, my love,
yes.
Did we get any letters this week?
Let me see.
Hey, here's a little letter. I've been waiting for this.
We have been waiting for letters. Let me see what we got. Let me, no. We got nothing.
People, we need letters. We need to know what restaurants have patio dining.
Yes, we do.
And not in the sun, not on a, like a parking lot.
No.
You know. Space. We need to know so that we're in the shade because it's summertime now. We're hitting the 90s. We need a good, you know, good restaurants, and we need to be outside, of course.
Yeah, I don't want
to
be sitting
to do these shows.
I don't want to be sitting in a parking lot on top of an oil-stained parking spot. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
No. So let us know. We're curious. We'll check them out. We'll try it out and see if what restaurants are going to survive and which ones aren't.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you. They're getting fewer and far in between to try to find something with takeout, and they don't screw it up.
I know.
Now, they went business, and they're not doing such a great job with takeout.
More on that on our next show.
Exactly.
Anyway, our email address, seriously, let us know what's good and what's for takeout.
Yeah.
Who's sitting outside.
Not takeout, sitting outside in the patio.
Yes, correct.
We need to do shows for that now.
Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
Yes, here's Mr. Know-It-All.
Me. Yeah, you, Mr. Know-It-All, moron Know-It-All.
I am Mr. Know-It-All.
So, my dear, go for it.
I have, let's call this segment, Fun Food Facts.
Okay.
You know, Guy Fieri's got the Triple G.
Mm-hmm. And the Triple D.
We have Triple F.
Fun Food Facts.
Fun Food Facts. Mm-hmm. Dark chocolate. It was first seen in bar form around 1910, and it's made from the roasted beans of the cacao tree and has health benefits.
It does?
It can improve bad cholesterol, it can lower your blood pressure, reduce stress, improve vision.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I need that because I can't get my cataract done yet.
Eat a square or two a day.
Really?
Yep. A study by Harvard also found that drinking 2 cups of hot chocolate a day prevented memory decline.
Really?
So if you remember to, have some hot chocolate. But it's got to be dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate, yes.
Oh, so I don't like dark chocolate, though.
Nah, that's the best. Oh.
I like milk.
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Raspberries, or do you say raspberries, are a member of the rose family.
Isn't that strange?
Cherries, apricots, plums, pears, apples, quinces, peaches, strawberries, and blackberries are all members of the rose family.
Wow.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
That's because they typically have flowers with 5 equal petals arranged around a central core. Okay?
Okay.
Unlike other fruits, here's another fun fact. Unripe raspberries do not ripen.
Really?
That's what it says.
So raspberries are ripe?
As good as they're going to get.
As good as they're going to get.
And it's on the internet, so it's true.
I don't like raspberries. I like strawberries.
Broccoli contains more protein than steak.
Really?
Calorie for calorie, there is more protein in broccoli than in steak.
Calorie for calorie?
Yep.
Wow.
How about that?
So if I eat broccoli, I'm gaining just as much weight if I'm eating a steak?
That's a good way to look at it, yeah.
I thought if I eat broccoli and eat more vegetables, that I'll lose weight.
See, well, this way, if you eat broccoli, you can get all the protein you need with a significant lower risk of cardiovascular disease from this healthy food.
Oh, okay.
But I guess you can't put butter or cheese on it.
Oh.
That kind of...
Well, you got to... Well, I don't like the cheese, but I like the butter.
Yeah, steamed broccoli? No, thank you.
Yeah, it has to have a little flavor.
Apples give you more energy than coffee. I don't believe this one.
Really?
Yeah.
We have an apple with peanut butter sometimes at night when we're for our snack.
I know. I want a cup of coffee like in the morning. No, it's
but yeah, it doesn't
supposedly
keep me awake.
Munching on an apple instead of buying a cup of coffee has high fiber, carbohydrates, vitamin C, minerals, and eating apples are the perfect and healthy option to help you stay energized all day.
Well, an apple a day does keep the doctor away.
That's what they say.
But I can't see it because we eat it in the evening and we don't stay awake from it.
That's true.
You drink a cup of coffee, most people, you can drink it and go right to bed.
I can.
You know, because you don't even bother with the decaf coffee. You go straight for the leaded.
Here's one I didn't know. Pistachios are actually fruits.
Pistachio nuts?
It's an unbelievable but true fact. Pistachios are actually the seeds of a fruit. The outer fruit is removed during processing.
Really?
They're a rich source of protein, fiber, vitamins, and minerals, and the omega-3 acids, so they're really good for you.
Wow. I couldn't eat nuts for a while because of my potassium being up from my surgery.
See?
And because he said stay away from nuts, and pistachios was one of them.
Well, you see, there is a fruit.
No, they didn't tell me not to eat a fruit. Except bananas.
Yeah, well. Another thing, too, avocados.
Avocados?
Oh, I'm sorry, avocados.
Avocados
are a fruit.
You're kidding.
Generally, if if the seed is on the inside, it's a fruit.
Oh, like a peach pit, plum pit.
Yeah.
Well, oranges don't have a pit. Are they a fruit?
Yeah, but they have still seeds on the inside, oranges.
I get navel. Okay. It's probably the big one on the outside, the navel. okay.
Jelly beans. You know it takes 7 to 21 days to make a jelly bean?
It's candy.
But I guess they have to dry out to become a jelly bean.
Really?
And buttered popcorn is the most popular flavor.
Our grandkids hate it. They keep a baggie for when I come and visit from Jelly Bellies when they get them and give me all the buttered popcorns because I love them. They hate them.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird? Hmm. I love the buttered popcorn.
Okay, the next one is cucumbers.
Okay.
Cucumbers are 96% water. Did you know that?
Yeah, I don't know how much percentage, but they are liquidy because I salt them and let them drain out a little bit before we eat them.
Well, here's something that's fun that I didn't really know. That the stickers on fruit are edible.
What stickers?
You know, like when you buy an apple and it's got the little sticker on there that you can never peel off. You know, and it says like Macintosh or something like that. It's for the people when they check it. You can actually eat those.
That's the stickers they're talking about?
Yep.
That papery stuff?
It's edible.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they taste like, probably. I don't know, cardboard or paper, but you can't eat them.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So, because you can't get them off anyway.
Yes, you can.
I
take the knife and scrape it. When you scrape it with a knife, you can get them off.
See, I pick at it with my fingernail, and I pick away half of the
apple. And then you bruise the apple.
Oh.
You got to use the knife and just rub against it, and it usually peels up a little bit, and then you can pull it off.
The last one is a killer. It's really good.
It's a killer? Okay.
Bananas are berries and strawberries aren't berries.
Huh?
Bananas are actually classified as berries while strawberries are members of the rose family. Uh-huh.
Wow. That's
it's on
bizarre.
The internet.
Mm-hmm. It can't be true though.
Do you know that bananas float in water?
Are you kidding me?
That's what it says.
They're heavy.
Well, think about it. When you put them in your cereal, they float.
I don't know. I don't eat cereal. I'm lactose intolerant.
Bananas can help improve your mood and lower blood pressure.
Well, our dog must have had really low blood pressure, and she was always happy. Because when I used to have a banana before I, you know, took Advil and went bowling so that I can move, my dog would sit there and bother me all the time because she want. So it was one bite for me, and then I cut off a piece for her. It was give and take over there. So she was probably very mellow. She was a very mellow dog, wasn't
she?
She was. She was.
And the best one of all, rubbing the inside of a banana peel on a mosquito bite can help keep it from itching.
Really?
That's what it says here.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Thank you. You're welcome, Mr. Know-It-All.
It's not just Mr. Know-It-All, but you also have a good remedy for bug bites.
Yes, the Dr. Know-It-All.
Dr. Know-It-All.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
She keeps Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Anthony Cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, building a